It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
So Lauren sent us a couple of emails that she wanted to talk about on the air this week. That the second one broke my heart, man. She kind of feels like her dad likes her sister more than he likes Lauren.
Right. Mm-hmm. Two older sisters.
Right.
Both of them. So you're like...
I'm singled out. Okay.
And he's never said that, but you really feel that.
I mean, I know that he loves me the same, but it's just, I don't know if he's not as excited as when I come walking in the door than my other two sisters. So, and it's kind of, I guess I am a little jealous of that, but then my mom's like, well, you're my favorite. I mean, I know they're like somewhat joking, but then kind of like, well, I want my dad to be like, I want him to be his favorite too. So,
still hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, it's kind of like, okay, like, why can't both of them like me the same? I don't know.
So, this next one here, she says she's always insecure when she walks into a room.
Okay.
Always.
Really?
Explain.
I mean, I don't know. It's like everywhere I go, I don't really know where it stemmed from, but I'm always curious as to what people think of me about like what I look like, what my hair looks like, what my clothes are. Like, I don't know, just like anything.
Any new room that you walk into or even a room where people know you, you're just sort of consumed with like these insecure thoughts?
It's kind of any room I walk in. I'm just curious as to what people are thinking about me. Like, I'm just,
really?
I mean, I don't know, just what they think of me. Like, mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of sad, but just like everywhere I go, like, oh, like, wonder
so even
why
when,
she
like,
wearing that. Or
even when you go to the grocery store, even when you walk in here.
Maybe not so much a grocery store, but like I work at a gym where I see people constantly walk in every day. And I'm always thinking like, I wonder if they're thinking like, oh, why is she sitting there? Wasn't she working out?
Really?
I know.
Living with that kind of anxiety must be exhausting.
So you're thinking people are judging you all the time.
Yeah.
Anybody, somebody you're friends with, strangers.
Right.
You're constantly thinking about other people judging you and what you can do to accommodate that judgment or?
Kind of, I'll see like how they act towards me and then it gives me the vibe of how I should act towards them or what I should say and how I should be like, how I should talk towards them. I don't.
So you would adjust how you act towards them based on them.
How they act towards me.
You want to be liked by everybody.
Right. I hate like not being liked. I hate saying no to people. I always want to be the person that you can count on. Like, I hate, I don't know, I just hate when people like look down on me.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if they are.
Yeah, they aren't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just, I don't know. I just.
That's your assumption is that people are judging you or looking down on you.
Yeah.
So if somebody's in a bad mood around you about something completely different going on in their life, you will think it's about you.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Do you, when if someone is in a bad mood around you, do you try to make them in a better mood because then that will make them like you more?
Yeah, all the time.
I'm just guessing. Good morning, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I do the same thing, too. Like, any room I walk in, so even if it's like my sisters are there, even if I know everybody, I do the same thing, too. But I fake it well. Somebody really knows about it. But deep down, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, what is he thinking about? What is he doing? So.
I can understand that.
It's so funny you bring this up because I forgot how long ago it was, but one of Katie and my friends who is overweight said that she feels self-conscious because she thinks just walking down the street, everybody's judging her based on her weight. And she's so self-conscious about what, you know, so you talk about, you know, thinking about how everybody looks at you and everything. And it just reminded me of that conversation with that friend where she's like, I cannot go anywhere and feel comfortable because I think everybody thinks I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
All these other whatever labels that she thinks they're putting on her simply for her weight.
They're probably not thinking about it at all.
Right. That's what we said. They're not even paying attention to you.
Concerned about that. Yeah.
But, you know, it's always a projection of usually how you feel about yourself.
Right.
You know?
Well, I know, like, I lay out in the sun a lot and I have some like speckled pieces or spots on my face, and
we've talked about that.
No, because I'm always like, oh, people are probably looking at me like, ooh, what is that? Because I know someone said like, oh, what's wrong with your nose? And like, I peeled some skin, and then it's like raw looking, and I'm like,
Bert said that, but Melissa was like, it's not that big of a deal. I hardly noticed it.
I actually saved some of the pieces. Is that weird? Am I normal?
No, just like, I guess it's fans from like people like just like random comments to me, and I'm just like, oh my God, now he thinks that, then everybody's going to think that. And I don't know, I guess that's like an insecurity I have with, if somebody says something, then I think everybody's thinking it.
All of these things kind of go hand in hand. Like, consistently, you will email us, and your topics have to do with you worried about your weight or working out too much. All of them, I think,
or food,
are tied, or food.
Around the holidays, you were, like, stressing out because you couldn't eat what you wanted to because you and your family had to take a picture together. Like, yeah, it does all kind of stem back to this self-confidence thing, and that's why I was thinking your two topics this week were connected. Like, is that connected back to your dad?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really think about that until you said it today, but it might be. But my dad's never really mentioned anything about the way I look or the way I act. He's always said, you know, you look great. He's never said, like, oh, I can't believe you're...
Right.
Well, you don't have to worry about, you have to worry about what he says when you leave the room.
Exactly.
Like, to the sisters he likes more.
Sometimes it's worse, like, to be, like, feel like you're ignored. Like, if you feel like your dad pays attention to your sisters more than he does you, and that is just as bad as... them saying nasty things, to be dismissed and ignored, totally the same thing.
Right. Do you think your sisters feel the same way about your mom?
I think one of the sisters, she might, but the other, I don't know. Like, my mom's always, whenever, like, we're all in a room, she never really picks out one over the other. It's just, like, when you're singled out, then she's, like, she kind of does it on purpose. Like, oh, I bought so-and-so this. Are you jealous? Like, I mean, joking around. But it's not really that funny.
I think if you scratch the surface, if you scratch the surface on a lot of people, many people feel the same way you do. Many. Hey, Dylan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
All right. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, after a lifetime of living with a bunch of different insecurities, you start overanalyzing situations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've tried making new friends, and you start, like, reading their facial expressions and reading into it, and you start building up these storylines in your head about what they're thinking, what they're judging you on, and it's really hard. Like, it ruins everything, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's people-pleasing, and I do think it stems for the dad, because if you're not getting the love that you need, or you don't think you're wanted, or the favorite or anything, you're going to go above and beyond to impress your dad. You're going to do as much as you can. You're always thinking about what your dad's thinking. Does he really think this way about you? Does he really think I'm pretty enough? And I think that's
what... Or am I good enough?
Am I good enough? Because you're always trying to impress that one parent that's not giving you what you need. So I think it... And then it goes even further to your friends and what outside people who don't even matter about.
What do you think of you? You think you're pretty?
Some days are better than the others.
Stripped down, no makeup, you know, no clothes, whatever. Do you think as a just natural beauty?
See, then I'm thinking, if I say yes, I feel like, oh, people probably think she's cocky.
So you're analyzing every
situation, and it bugs me so much.
Take, like, the pretty out of it. Give us five great things about Lauren.
No, I can't.
Three great things about Lauren. What makes Lauren great?
I can't even say it off the top of my head. I don't even know.
Give us two great things that make Lauren fantastic.
If we assure you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just feel like I'm enthusiastic and I'm a people pleaser. It's kind of the same, I guess.
I get the people-pleasing thing. Completely understand. Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Because you want other people to like you.
I think that...
It's normal.
That's, like, kind of the cool part about once you get into your 30s. Like, for me anyway, now that I'm in my 30s, I don't care as much. And, like, the people-pleaser part sort of washes away a little bit as you gain more confidence. And I think that comes with time. But I think it's something that you can work on. Because, I mean, you're really talented. You're really smart. You're, you know, way organized and put together. You know, you bring a great attitude to the table every day. Like, I could list off 15 things right now, and you can't even think of two?
Well, no. See, like, you say I'm organized, but then, like, different situations. Like, at home, mom's like, you are the most unorganized person.
See how
ever.
You're, like, dismissing the compliment she just gave you?
Well, but I'm trying to say, like, because, like, you
you're
say
reliable
one thing, but then
and
other
loyal.
Say
like,
thing.
I can count on you. I know if you're going to be here, everything is going to get done. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be done, and it's going to be done to perfection. I know you're great at follow through. You're really, I mean, you've got so many great qualities. I just wish you knew that about yourself.
You're going to have to sit in somebody's chair for a while. It's going to cost you money and time when you're older in life. I can tell you that.
I feel like this is good enough.
We haven't even scratched the surface.
Can we stop with Lauren, and can somebody tell me what they like about me?
No.
There's 15 things.
I can't come up with one.
Just 15 things. Melissa, you saw me in the morph suit. You can come up with one.
Oh, I can come up with one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.